from about May or June through December, I see bears almost every day. And I often see baby bears, see male bears, female bears. Female bears a lot more often than males, because the males usually just pass through and the females will stay here. There are times, a few years ago, there was a bear who used to walk next to me on a path. And I did carry pepper spray. I'm not a fool, but it was one of the most wonderful experiences of my life. And to have for several weeks that summer, she would walk near me. And I was profoundly blessed. And people say, gosh, aren't you afraid of them? And I recognize that they are large creatures and they deserve respect. But I also know that there is only one person dies every 2 years from a bear attack, and a black bear attack in North America. And on the other hand, there's almost 40,000 people die a year in car wrecks. So we're afraid of the wrong thing. And, you know, it should be that we walk through a forest and are very happy. And then we walk through a parking lot. It's like, oh my God, they're going to kill me. And this is... So I was communicating this with somebody the other day, and she said, wow, I'm you know, you're so casual about the bears. Okay, we're going to back up a second, a parenthetical comment, that several years ago, I was carrying a pistol through a handgun in the forest every day. It was not because of bears. It was because of human beings. And it was partly because I had received a bunch of death threats, and partly because people were burglarizing my house. Several people had burglarized my house over like 7 times over 6 months. And I started carrying a handgun for protection. I have never carried anything, but sometimes pepper, very rarely, a few times a year, pepper spray. For the most part, I just walk. Why am I not afraid of them? Because they're not scary. And there's something, there are a couple things deeper here to talk about. One of them is that I grew up in the country, and so I grew up around cows and horses and all sorts of animals like that. And also we spent a lot of time out in Colorado, out in the wild when I was young. And so I was completely used to coyotes as well. Heard coyotes all the time, saw coyotes all the time. And when I was 17, I went, there were 33 kids from across the country who were led into this summer science training program in engineering at the University of Southern California. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. 33 nerds from across the country. And I just need to say that we weren't all nerds. I was pretty much a nerd, but I mean, we spent our time playing basketball. So like, I was an athletic nerd. And there was a standard surfer dude from California. It's just we all were pretty smart. There were two guys who were let out of halfway houses to come to this. Funnily enough, that we were supposed to do these little research projects and everything. And they used my Dungeons and Dragons dice to randomize their data they were making up. And so it was just... And we got into the sorts of trouble you would expect nerds to get into. The year later, somebody in the project blew up his dorm room making home explosives. Just standard nerd mania. And anyway, so that summer, at one point, a bunch of us went camping. And my roommate was getting together with everybody else and making defense plans in case coyotes attacked. I was just laughing my head off because I said, coyotes are not going to attack. If you're lucky, you will see some, if you're really lucky. And nonetheless, they all had plans that, okay, what we're going to do is if they come up, we're going to grab the backpacks and swing the backpack. I was like, oh, for God's sake. Okay, that was all fine. And I got to feel very superior. And then later on, we went to the beach where about half the people at this thing were from California. And we went to the beach, and they're all having a great time. And I'm like, what are we going to do if we get attacked by sharks? And what are we going to do if crabs bite our feet? And I was terrified that crabs were going to bite me. And they're like, Derek, just pretend they're coyotes. It'll be fine. And the point is that, okay, now let's fast forward to one of my early tours. I think after Language, Older Than Words, Culture Make Believe came out. I was on tour, and I did a talk at this school that was also a farm. And so, you know, it's all these young kids who are out on this organic farm learning farm things and learning how to work with animals too. And so we're there, that's all fine. And then after my talk, they take me around and show me the different animals. And we go in the cow place, and there's a lot of cows. I'm just walking among the cows, and, you know, I needed to get through this whole bunch of cows. And like I said, I grew up with cows, so I just walk in the middle of them, and I'm pushing them aside and walking through the middle of the cows, and everybody's happy, everybody's fine. The cow's just staring at me, fine. And then later on, we go to the pasture that has pigs. I was not raised with pigs. Those are the biggest damn things I've ever seen in my life, with the biggest damn jaws and the biggest tusks I've ever seen in my life. And we're throwing watermelons into them, and then they are crushing the watermelons with their jaws. And then they say, do you want to get in and pet the pigs? I say, are you out of your minds? I am not getting in there. And they said, the only thing this pig will do is crawl on your lap to be petted. And I said, I don't care. It has a huge head, a huge mouth, and it will kill me. And the point is that I see bears every day, and I'm not scared of bears because I see them every day. And I see mother bears suckling their babies, and I see mother bears playing with their babies. I see bears. One time my mom was outside, and a bear was there, a mother bear with two babies. And my mom, who was at the time probably about 75, slipped and fell about 5 feet from the bear. And she fell and hit herself pretty hard. And what happened is the two babies ran away, and the mother bear grunted and then just looked at her like, what just happened? And then my mom took a while to recover. The bear didn't do anything. The bear didn't jump on her. The bear didn't attack her. The bear just sat there and stared. And I know this because I see bears every day. And then we go back to the pigs. I was not raised with pigs. I was also not raised at the beach. It scares me because I can't see under the water. I don't know who's there. But I was raised with coyotes. It's like, you know, a coyote's not going to do anything to me. And I knew a woman, gosh, this is 25 years ago now. I knew a woman who taught at a school in Spokane, Washington, and she taught elementary school. And for a field trip, they went out to the botanical gardens, and some of the children saw a butterfly and they ran screaming because they were afraid the butterfly was going to sting them. And so the point I'm making so far is that we're not afraid of what we know. And if we get to know, I mean, I know people who are terrified of spiders. And I always think, yeah, the spider is like literally 1/10,000th of your size. And if you're reaching for it, don't you think it's kind of scared of you? And so this gets to the other point. The first point is that if you live someplace, it's just home. And if you spend time outdoors, it's just home. And that doesn't mean that nothing bad will ever happen to you. It's just home, though. And we don't have a lot to fear from bears. I see elk occasionally. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you need to. Here, I want to go back to the bears for a second. That John Livingston really, really helped me understand. You know, we're taught by nature programs and everything else that everybody fights all the time in nature. And that, you know, you see bighorn rams butting each other. And we always call that, or it's always called fighting. And you think that the bears are going to fight. But he made the really good point that is, if you break your leg in the real world, you're probably going to die. So most of the things we consider fights are not fights. They're display. What you do is you say, hey, dude, it's like when the bear's walking near me, I'm standing there with pepper spray in my hand. And the whole time I'm going, hey, hey, stay over there. Stay there. Stay there. Don't come closer. And that's all it is a display threat or a threat display. And on that level, I have been false charged by bears any number of times. That's where they look at you and they get stiff and they take two really fast steps at you. And it's called a false charge. And what it's saying is, dude, you're making me uncomfortable. Back off. And when they do a false charge, it's like, and I'm not walking up to them. I mean, I didn't walk up and walk next to her. She walked up and walked next to me. But the point is that if I see a bear and it does a false charge, it's like, okay, I need to respect your space. That's what we need to do is like, okay, they're not going to come after you, but respect their space. And if you respect their space, I'll respect yours. Everybody's fine. But there's a deeper point here, which is that, oh, wait, I want to go back to the John Livingston thing for one more second, which is that the other point he made, and I love this, is that he doesn't think that the rams butting heads, it's not fighting. He says what that is play. That's how they're playing. They're playing football. I mean, if you watched a bunch of humans running around, like throwing a ball to each other, and then they run and knock each other down, they're fighting. Or, my God, have you ever seen lacrosse? Lacrosse is nuts. I have a good friend who's a lacrosse coach, and he's saying, okay, you can poke them with the stick all you want. You can't swing it like a baseball bat. But, and he says, and you try, you can't do this intentionally, but you can poke at people's hands. So what you do is you wait until their hands are down near their waist, and then you poke them in the groin. And he said, if they're wearing a cup, they're in great shape, and they should be wearing a cup. But the point is, I'm not saying that's okay. I'm saying this is called a game. This is not war. You're not trying to kill them. You may be trying to hit them in the nuts, but that's still, once again, I don't want to play lacrosse. My point is that when humans do it, that is still considered a very rough game. For God's sake, there's MMA, which was a competition, and they're beating the crap out of each other. I'm not making a comment on that competition. What I'm saying is, if humans do it, we can understand the context means that this is, I mean, I've seen MMA on YouTube where they fight, and then as soon as the bell rings, they're not beating each other up anymore. Then they give each other a hug, and it's like, it's over. And they're friends. Sometimes there are some friends who do MMA, which doesn't make any sense to me, but if I do it in terms of basketball, it's just a game, and it's the same. There are rules, and the rams are not trying to kill each other. It's like playing hockey. That's really rough, too, for God's sake. Not have any teeth. And so it's the same with elk. They're playing, and it's a competition. And, yes, there's winners and losers, but it's a sport. And so that's the first thing, is we're constantly told that nature is all about fighting all the time. And, again, it can't be about fighting all the time, because if they broke their leg, they can't just go to the emergency room. If a bear breaks her leg, she's in big trouble. If she breaks her front leg, she can never climb again. If she breaks either leg, she can't climb. And bears climb trees all the time. And I've seen bears who have broken their legs in traps, and they survive, but they have a really hard time of it. Last year in this neighborhood, some bear got shot in the face, and survived that, and he was okay for a couple weeks, but he started getting in people's trash because he could no longer forage, and because of that, the neighbors killed him. And okay, so now I want to get to the political point. The political point of all this is that one of the fundamental differences between Western and Indigenous ways of being is that Westerners generally perceive the natural world as red in tooth and claw, and as an enemy to be conquered, as a terrifying enemy that if you don't kill them, they'll kill you. And so you have to kill them. As opposed to so many indigenous people around the world just were so amazed by the Europeans when they arrived, because like, this is our home. This is not scary. This is my home. This is my grocery store. This is the symphony with whom I live every moment. And it is fundamental. It is foundational to this culture that we perceive nature as being scary, as being terrifying, as being a place that if you go in it, you will die. And I'm not saying that real things don't happen in the real world, because it is the real world. And, you know, if you are in grizzly bear territory, a grizzly may kill you. But if we compare how many grizzly bears are killed by humans and how many humans are killed by grizzly bears, oh, there's a little video that's going around lately that I saw that has a human and a shark, and it says, here is a picture of the most dangerous creature on the planet, and then here's a great white shark swimming peacefully by. And that's it. That's not to say that great white sharks haven't killed people. They have. But humans have killed a lot more humans. And again, I want to get back to the point of, it is so crucial to this culture to see nature as either terrifying or as a Garden of Eden. But it's not. It's neither of those. It's just home. And bears, you know, I'm talking about bears generically too, but that's crap, because that one bear that walked next to me, that was because, I mean, I was comfortable with that because I had seen that bear every day, all summer and fall, for many years. And I knew she's a very nice bear. There are other bears that my mom and I call mean bears, that if we see a mean bear outside, we don't go outside, because we know this bear, well, one of the mean bears had been shot in the back leg and then shot in the front leg. No wonder she was mean. I mean, I'd be mean too if somebody shot me, if some member of a species shot me. I'd want to kill all of them. And she didn't try to kill anybody. It's just, she was quicker to false charge. And I wouldn't have walked next to her. If she started walking next to me, I would have pepper sprayed her and run away or something. The point is that nature is just nature. Butterflies don't sting. Bees do sting. Unless you have an allergy to them, so what? It hurts a little bit. I mean, that's life. And I think one of the important things that we need to do is demystify this fear and to recognize that nature is just nature. Wild animals are big. I mean, I heard a bear expert one time say that black bears are basically giant chipmunks. And that's true. And that's how they are. Which doesn't alter the fact, again, that they are giant, and if they decided to do something bad to me, they could. But I think the same thing when I see a big dog. You know, you can have a really big, friendly dog, and it's all nice and everything, and I think, wow, if you change your mind, you could bite my head off. It could, but it's not going to. So the point of this is, there is propaganda that teaches us to be afraid of the natural world. Some of this propaganda is in nature programs. Some of the propaganda is in the Bible. Some of the propaganda is in just everything about us. And there's an easy solution for this, which is just pay attention to them and get to know them. Oh, I'll tell one more story. I was a kid. I saw a lizard. I was probably 8 years old. I saw a lizard, and it ran under a bush. And I dashed after it. I don't know why I dashed. I was an 8-year-old kid. That's what they do, I guess. Anyway, I dashed after it. I'm crawling under the bush. And I hear this bee buzzing by my head. And I wipe it away or swipe it away. It's still buzzing by my head. I swipe it away. Then finally, I look over. And I see a rattlesnake about this far from my face. And then I just back off. I didn't get scared. I just backed off. And I walked away. And then here's really the point. There were other families around, and I told some other people, hey, there's a rattlesnake over there. So this one adult went over and started throwing rocks at it. And I don't know. I don't know the entire point of that story, but that seems like it's everything for me.